Hey, what is up? It's Arena Vincent, the Arena of Life with Arena Vincent. A new episode going down. Like I said, one episode a month, all right? I just don't know when. It used to be at the end of every, towards the end of every month. Now that's changed to like the middle of every month. Yo, I apologize, guys. I know a lot of people, they want consistency. They want a routine. They can't wait to hear the cool stuff I'm going to talk about. That's why, you know, the chomping at the bit to hear my great content. Great sports talk, great philosophy, great life questions. Nah, I'm just playing, y'all. But nah, man, I'll keep it real. I know it seems like, but first, I want to send a shout out. I want to send a shout out. I want to say what's up. I want to say thank you to all of the people who have listened to my podcast. Supposedly, according to the Spotify podcaster app, aka Anchor, formerly known as Anchor, whatever, 382 total listens, I guess, across all platforms. Woo! Yo, man, it's been over a year already. It's been over a year. I'll keep it real. It's been over a year. But I just want to say thank you for anyone who's listening, all the people who have supported the channel, man. I appreciate it. Because, you know, without your support, you know, of anybody listening out there, giving it a click, you know, it would equal nothing. It wouldn't be anything, you know. I wouldn't be able to have any listens to look at. So thank y'all for listening, man. I do appreciate it. Once again, thank y'all for listening. Where am I going? I hope I'm going the right way. This is second gate. I think I'm going the right way, right? No, I'm going the wrong way. My bad. I'm on the way to go to work, kind of. But I think I was going the wrong way. I think. We'll see. Yeah, I was going the wrong way. All right, we're back. But yeah, man, so thank anybody who's listened to the podcast. I do appreciate you guys. You know, we're still, I think Germany, United States, and Mexico. There's a lot of people, in different around the world. Like I said, we're worldwide, brother. You know what I mean? So I just want to say thank you all for doing that. I do appreciate everybody who listens. I know, again, my consistency is not always there. So I thank you all for waiting, you know. But, yeah, man. So what I wanted to talk about, we might get into some great sports talk. Some sports talk. Shout out to Halos in the Infield. Halos in the Infield or the Heedy Network, man. They're remember, guys, baseball-wise, I am a Anaheim Angels fan, a San Francisco Giants fan, and a Milwaukee Brewer fan. Those are my teams that I root for. Those are the teams I'm always going to be biased with. So Halos in the Infield, as you know, Halos, they are a Angels podcast network. You know, they have multiple different people talking about the Angels. And they go very in-depth. They're very knowledgeable about baseball and stuff like that. So I do follow them. I fell behind in all my podcast listening, man. Because my, you know, my work schedule kind of changed a little bit. And then I was working, then, you know, I was working with another person. So I don't want to, I mean, I'm not going to put them through making them listen to, like, you know, stuff they don't, you know, if they're not in the podcast, they don't want to be listening to that shit. You know what I mean? So I don't like that, man. I just want to be like, hey, man, let me watch. Let me listen to my own shit at my own time. You know what I mean? I don't want nobody, like, I don't know, it's weird like that, you know? Like, if somebody caught me listening to it, that's different. Not caught me, but, like, they're coming by just to say hi, and I listen to something, that's different. But if, you know, somebody else is in the car, truck with me or something like that, I don't know. We can listen to music and shit. No, I ain't going to be listening to my sports talk and shit, you know? So that's what I consider. So I kind of fell behind and all that, but I'm still going to go back and catching up slowly but surely. And so I want to say a shout out to the Halos in the Infield Halos in the Infield sports podcast. They have a YouTube channel too. Todd Fox, the Lone Star Halo Fernando, Trash Halo, fuck runner name. It's a female, my bad. This one's a K. Those are like the three main ones. Fuck, there's the other guy who does the pregame most of the time. But anyway, man, so the reason why I brought them up, because they did a good, they had a podcast episode talking about, is Anthony Rendon. Anthony Rendon is a third baseman. He was a, he was originally on the Washington Nationals. He was on their 2019 World Series team, winning team. And he did kind of show out the end of 2019. He was supposedly even got MVP votes. Well, Anthony Rendon, if you do any pay attention to baseball, you pay attention to Angels. Shout out Ohtani. Shout out Mike Trout. Ohtani Angel for life, baby. I don't give a fuck. That's where we're different. Because some guys in the Halos in the Infield network, some of them already said they don't want, or like who contribute, said they don't want Shohei Ohtani if he's going to be a me guy. You know what I mean? Or like, I'm going to pad my stats guy and all that. But to me, I beg to differ, man. Look, man, you Artie Moreno, the owner, plus, yeah, Halos in the Infield, don't care for the owner at all. The owner, Arturo Moreno, staunch conservative, won't pay, they use this, won't pay his minor league guys correctly, but will donate millions or donate a lot of money to the Donald Trump Fund. You know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is. That's why I kind of laugh about it. But my bag, I'm moving around a bag. That's the thing, man. So this Artie Moreno himself, but let me get back into, I'm gonna order something from the drive thru real quick. Hey, we're back, you know. I named that segment the beginning. Cause I did want to keep talking, but then I went to a donut shop to order, I wanted like a smoothie, like an icy smoothie. But I ended up buying freshly squeezed orange juice. And a Bear Claw, man. That Bear Claw fucked me up, man. Not like I had to use a restroom, but like I guess there's so much, the sugar is so sweet that I just got tired real bad, you know? And I noticed that lately that if I drink or eat a lot of sugar, like a lot, it makes me tired, like real sleepy, real groggy and all that. So it's weird, but yeah, man. So what we were talking about, shout out again to the Halos and the Infield, check their podcast, check their whole YouTube out, man. If you're an Angel fan or just want to follow the Angels or just want to get like the opinion, of like real Angel fans, man, just check them out, you know, check out how they feel and all that. And, but they did have an episode about, like, who was the worst contract in Angel history. And the three names that came up, that they did a deep dive in was Albert Pujols, Josh Hamilton, or Anthony Rendon. They had some other people on there, you know, and, they talked about, you know, I think for me personally, so this is my personal take now. So on that subject, again, shout out the Halos in the Infield, Lone Star Halo Fernando, Todd Fox, whoever had this idea, you know, thank you, you know, I'm gonna run with it. Great sports talk, I know, right? But we talk about sports, talk about other stuff, man. It's the arena of life, baby. That's what we talk about, everything. But okay, let's get into it. So my opinion, and what was good, they had all the stats and how many games they played. And all that. And I mean, if you want to just go by technicalities, Anthony Rendon, as of right now, is the worst contract in Angel history, as of right now. Because he hasn't played. So he hasn't even played a whole season. And, you know, he played the 60-game season, COVID season, 2020. He was decent during that. So that was 60 games or some shit like that. Or he was decent. I forget how many games he did play. And then, of course, you know, he got hurt. On all that, you know, the only thing I give to him, Rendon, is when I think he slapped Jesse Winker of the Seattle Mariners.
And then when he slapped, when he slapped that fan for calling him a bitch. That's all the redeeming qualities he got, dog. You know what I mean? Nah, I guess. So, you know, I don't give him a pass, but to me, I do. Three strikes, you out type of thing. I mean, they're paying him a lot of money. But technically, it would be Rendon because the game, he hasn't played that many games. He hasn't played a full season and how much he's getting paid. So technically, Rendon is the worst contract as of right now. Pujols, you know, he did his thing with the Angels. I think Pujols was fine. I had no problem with him. It did suck to me. After a while, like my wife would say, he was a fat ass. Like he got fat. Like he wouldn't. He was big. You know what I mean? So he wasn't staying in shape. That's the way she felt about it. And I told him, why he has a fucked up foot or some shit like that. You know, that foot kind of fucked him up. But she says no excuse. You know, especially because you're a sports star or an athlete. You get paid millions of dollars. You can hire a personal trainer and a chef to cook for you and cook you nutritious meals and all that shit so you can stay in shape. You know what I mean? So she has a point there. So I get that. But I don't mind Pujols, you know, and, you know, suck that they released them or DFA'd them. That was kind of weird. And then the fucking Dodgers picked them up. So that was kind of funky. Then he went back to the Cardinals and that was that, you know? Josh Hamilton, some people, they didn't like the fact Josh Hamilton, they paid all that money for him. He fucked up. He had a relapse because he was addicted to drugs, or he had an addiction problem. So I remember when the Angels made it to the I think when the Rangers made it too. When he was on the Rangers, Josh Hamilton, when the Rangers made it to the playoffs, they had a separate celebration for it with him, or just soda and shit, or now an alcoholic beer or fucking whatever. No, there was no alcohol because, you know, he was an addict, you know, he had an addiction, whatever. And then after he left, then they had brought all the champagne out, whatever. So, but when he was an Angel, he did okay. Like, some people didn't like, I didn't really, to me, it didn't bother, but what fucked everything up was when, I guess, he had a relapse. Like, he I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if it was hitting the pipe or, you know, he had a relapse, though. So, he had a relapse and, he told the team, I think he went to the owner, Artie Moreno, and told him, hey, I have a relapse. And so what they did is, I think they DFA'd him or they traded him. I forget what they did. So he ended up getting traded back to, he ended up on the Texas Rangers. And that year, he helped the Rangers eliminate or keep the Angels from going to the playoffs that year. He was a former Angel. He got either DFA'd or waived or released because of he broke, supposedly, I guess, ownership and management thought, oh, I don't know what the fuck they took it so personally that they cut him for doing drugs. And he ended up back on the Rangers. And then the Rangers, I think it was 2015. Yeah, 2015. The Rangers, the Angels, you know, just need to win one game or some shit like that. Or they had I forget. It went down all the way to almost the last game. And the Angels got they lost to the Rangers. And he helped. He had like two home runs or home runs, some shit like that. I might be wrong. So they brought that up and said that could have been the worst contract in Angel history because you literally paid the Texas Rangers to take him back in a way because you paid like half his salary. You know? So that had a point to it. And I was like, yeah, Josh Hamilton, a lot of people didn't like him. A lot of people thought it was a fucking reach. Again, like they feel like Artie Moreno, instead of focusing on what the team needs, he always needs like a star or he needs like a big splash. And to me, that's kind of been the Angels' way. This is my opinion again. This is like some facts around it. What I mean by that, Hideki Matsui, Torii Hunter. But Torii Hunter was a good player. Mo Vaughn. We used to have Jose Canseco used to be on the Angels. I forgot. I didn't know that. I forgot. You know, Bo Jackson. We always have to get a guy during the offseason. Either a guy has a good name, or if we're stacked, you know, when we had Ohtani, Rendon, and Trout, you know, we thought that was going to be a good three. Injuries happen, so. But that's always been Angels to me. The Angels always try to get some, like, especially if you know, they have money for free agencies, they always try to get, you know, Vernon Wells, and all those motherfuckers they try to, you know, try to do, run with, man, Vladimir Guerrero, Big Daddy Vladdy, you know what I mean, Jose Guillen, Bartolo Colon. I think Bartolo Colon he was good, but he didn't reach that cult status yet. He was a good player, pitcher though. And then after that, you know, what was I going to say? But, you know, technically, I would say after the facts were presented, especially about the games played, the Rendon contract, as of right now, is not panning out. And you know what? I'll keep it real. As an Angel fan, I wanted Anthony Rendon. Like, of course, I think at that time, everybody was trying to get Gerrit Cole, right? The guy that's on the Yankees, the Yankee pitcher now. He's a Yankee pitcher. Yeah, he was a Pittsburgh Pirate. Pirates traded him to Houston and all that. He did his thing in Houston, and then he joined the Yankees, you know, because I guess supposedly he said he always wanted to be a Yankee. I think the Yankees just offered him a little bit more money than the Angels did. I could be wrong. So he became a Yankee. So after that, Artie Moreno, I guess, figured, oh, let's see, he felt he needed to get another bigger player. And Rendon was out there. Nobody it was surprising. Supposedly, I guess he didn't care for the Dodgers at the time, or the Dodgers didn't want him or some shit like that. So he didn't really care about that team. And then the Angels signed him. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, to me, Rendon was a decent player during 2019, the last time we saw him before he became a free agent, you know. So, you know, he's decent, you know, he showed up during the playoffs getting, you know, hits. I won't say clutch, but, you know, doing his thing. So that's why I was like, yeah, let's get Rendon. Hell yeah. I was happy. I was like, all right, cool. You know, I know the Angels still needed starting pitching and stuff like that, but I was like, whatever, man, that's cool. Let's get this fool, you know. And that's that. So is it disappointing to hear this guy say that he doesn't really care about baseball? He just plays it because he's good at it. He gets paid for it. More power to you, dog. You know what I mean? I ain't mad at you. Again, because we got to stop comparing a career, like, those types of careers to regular jobs. Not the same. And I'm the first one to say that. So, if he's in it just for the money, do your thing. You know what I mean? And I get it, because then it's going to suck, because, you know, guys who are in it for the pride. This motherfucker already won a championship. He is a World Series champion. You know what I mean? I think sometimes we forget it. I don't think people forget that. It doesn't cross their mind sometimes, because they've seen him in Angel uniform, and he's always hurt, man, and he takes his time to come back, which is, I get it, man. I always look at it this way. I don't like comparing regular jobs, like normal people have regular jobs, to career, like athlete jobs or shit like that, or movie stars, musicians, all that shit. I don't like doing that because it's not the same, you know what I mean? But to me, I always look at it this way. If somebody says they don't feel good, they don't feel good. I mean, I might be naive. They might be fucking me over just because, oh, I don't want to come in, so I'm just going to say I'm not sick. So, you know, and a lot of businesses, corporations, whatever the fuck, you know, they already combat that by saying, oh, well, you can only be sick for 2 days before you need a doctor's note. Hell, there's motherfucking businesses that, or corporations, I don't know, that will fucking make you go get a doctor's note just for being sick for 1 day. You know, and that's sad. You know, to me, it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I'm sick. How the fuck am I know I was going to get diarrhea and throw up when I woke up this morning? Now I have to go to the doctor? What the fuck? Why? You know? and stuff like that. And that's what cracks me up about some of these policies that some of these businesses, corporations, or whatever have. It's like, come on, really? And that's funny to me. That they have that. To me, they need to get rid of that shit. At least give them 3 days, 2 days, you know, something. You can't just fucking tell them, oh, you weren't sick. Or if a family member gets sick, you know, what the fuck? You got to stay home. Maybe it's your kid. Maybe it's your mom, your brother, somebody you have to watch over because they're fucking dumb. Or, not they dumb, but you know what I mean. So when Anthony Rendon says he's not comfortable to come back, or whatever reason why he's not coming back is because maybe he says he doesn't want to play yet. He doesn't. And I get it. Of course, after a while, though, sometimes it gets ridiculous. As fans, I think, you know, it's okay to get upset because, you know, they're paying this guy a lot of money. So they want him to play. And that's the thing. As soon as you take that money, as soon as you take that money as a sports star, movie star, whatever, anything that deals with that type of money and like it's to be like an athlete, to be performing, as soon as you take that money, you will be under the microscope more. You will be criticized more. Because now, yeah, you earned it, money. You earned that money, or you feel like that's what you're worth, and somebody's willing to pay you, more power to you. I ain't mad at you. You know, and especially, again, in baseball, all the money's guaranteed, though. And I think, and some people are trying to say they shouldn't be guaranteed contracts. And to me, that's bullshit, man. You can't get rid of guaranteed contracts because that, then it'll be like the NFL. You know what I mean? Then it'll be like NFL where you get fucked over because you can't perform because you got injured doing your thing, you know? So that, but then that hurts the players too because it's guaranteed money, bro. So why the fuck you ain't out there? You're going to get paid regardless, you know? And again, in sports, again, it's not like a regular job because, you know, regular jobs, you have bad days or you can, in sports, like baseball, some people, there's players that go on a slump. 48-day slump not hitting. 48 games, like, hitless. They couldn't get a hit. And you tell me, if you go to your job 48 days in a row, you ain't performing correctly, you think they won't let you go? A little bit different, a little bit, you know what I mean? But that, I'm trying to do that comparison. Like, so that's a funny thing. Or you make a costly mistake that makes your team lose, you know? But if you do something at work, costly mistake, it's still an accident, an error, right? And again, it's baseball, you made an error, you lost the game, you didn't go to the playoffs, or you got eliminated from the playoffs. If you did a costly error at work, i.e. like an accident, you forgot to turn the power off and somebody got electrocuted, or you broke a piece of machinery and they feel like it was your fault because due to negligence, they can fire you. You know what I mean? So, and I get, oh, well, that's property that's being damaged. That's a person's lives being, you know, hurt. So that's why I say you can't compare the two sometimes, you know. But they will get criticized, of course. You know what I mean? As somebody that looks at them as entertainment or entertaining or sports that they like to watch, they will criticize you. That's what comes with the territory. You know, that's why some people say they'll be a hockey fan. I'd rather be, or they'll be a hockey player. In America, because at least you can go unrecognizable to people who don't follow hockey, you know, unless you're like in a hockey town, you know, it depends where you're at, you know. So Andrew Rendon, and that's the thing, and he's joking around saying he don't speak English, unless Monroe, and then puts his hoodie on and leaves, and they're saying that he suffered a bone bruise. That's what he suffered, supposedly. You see, that's the thing too. With HIPAA laws and stuff like that, they can't really, if they don't need to tell you what else is wrong with him. You know what I mean? They can put him on an injured list and put why he's on the injured list, sore back, bad back, tight back, you know. But supposedly he suffered a bone bruise. And usually, and now I saw something on the internet, Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, he suffered something like that too. He had a bone bruise. And I guess he's gonna suit up. He just said he sat out 10 days, and he's still gonna go play football with a bone bruise. But see, then that goes back to pain tolerance. But I get it. If Rendon's just milking it, he don't care. The season's done anyway. Fine, Rendon, do your thing. You know, I ain't mad at you. Like I said, get your money, man. It's guaranteed anyway. But that's the thing. I don't get it's guaranteed money. Don't want you to just play anyway. And I know Halo's in the infield mentioned that I guess he wants to be there for his daughter. Like, you know, he wants to be able to, you know, be more, you know what I mean? Be like a normal person, not be all fucked up knees or be hurting and shit as he when he retires. And I get that part. But, you know, like the podcast did say, you know, I'm just doing this to give credit. I'm not trying to be like, oh, why don't you just fucking just talk about the whole podcast? No, Halo's in the infield. Great fucking angel talk. Great angel fucking podcast. Very critical, but, you know, they still point out the positives, but they keep it real, you know, and that's all I ask for, man. I want somebody to keep it real with me. I don't always agree with what they said, some of the stuff they say, but that's it. That's the whole thing. But they know their shit, and they know what they're talking about, and it's not just sugarcoating. For me as a fan, I always mostly more of a positive person, you know, because it's all, I'm riding till the wheels fall off. If my team is not mathematically eliminated, there's still fucking hope to get to the playoffs, you know, and I don't give a fuck about the win. If you, as long as you get the win, that's what I meant. If you win ugly, if you win, oh my God, good, I don't give a shit. I mean, of course, the better you win, the more fundamental, you know, no mistakes, it's clean baseball, clean football, clean, just do your job, everybody knows they're cool, fuck yeah. But of course, if you make mistakes, if there's errors, and we still win, I'm going to still celebrate the win, and then we'll talk about the errors later, saying, yeah, there was errors, we got to, you know, as a team, you got to work on this and work on that, you know. So we can do that way. Oh, you know, that's why, like, I think I talked about this in a podcast before, like sports talk. I like to listen to sports talk radio and all that. And I noticed when that local team or whatever team you're following does bad or loses because they do bad. The fuck? If they do bad, I notice more people call in to criticize or to give their opinion. Could be criticism, could be, oh, I would have did, you know what I mean? But I noticed that when stuff goes good, sometimes some people won't call in because they say, hey, they did their job, fuck yeah, it's a win, hell yeah, you know. Or sometimes they'll still call in and add little tweaks and that and that. But at the end of the day, man, a win's a win. As long as you get that win, that's all that matters. You know what I mean? Because it's the championship game, baby. And that's the last game of the season. That's the championship game. Guess what? All matters who won. If you won on a fucking tip pass that you caught in the end zone, so be it. If you won because the fucking quarterback, football now, the quarterback fumbled, you picked it up and drove it into the end zone to get the only touchdown of the game, so fucking be it. You took advantage of their mistakes, you know? And I don't care. Or if it's a fucking field goal fest or you're kicking field goals, so be it. If it's a one run, gets 0-0, and goes to fucking extra innings baseball, and you bunt, and you just get that run in, man, fuck it, so be it. You got that win. You win the title, you know? Now, how ugly it is, and then you can talk about it after the fact. But, yeah, man, Anthony Rendon, my opinion is, and then the thing is, I think he has a no-trade clause anyway, so he can't really be traded unless he wants to be traded. And then the other thing I heard was, he's getting paid so much that a lot of people won't even want to trade for him. The only thing what the Angels are going to probably do is, even if he agrees to a trade, his ass is probably going to be, the Angels are going to probably have to pay half his sucking salary to someone, you know? So that's the thing, you know, and I get it. That's why sometimes they said some people feel there shouldn't be no guaranteed contracts in baseball. But I'm like, nah, man, you know, I get it. Each players union is different. The players union and the MLB Players Association, their union fought for fucking guaranteed contracts and they got it. And so I ain't gonna feel sad for an owner who makes millions to billions of dollars off of this shit because they're out a couple hundred million. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. And these, and we gotta stop as fans. It's not our money. You know what I mean? And we can't, we're not going to run, you're not running a household. This is a fucking business. So it goes both ways. I like when some fans say, oh, if I was a fan, I would do this way and do that. And I wouldn't spend money on that. I wouldn't spend money on that. And I get it, you know? But again, this is not a household. This is not something where, this is money that gets invested. There's money. And these owners, unless this owner is all, this is the baseball team is all he has. Like, he might have whatever net worth, but the baseball team has always got. Maybe he has investments or whatever, however the fuck these motherfuckers get their money, you know? And all that, but that's his main focus, is the baseball team, you know? And so, again, look at the, and, you know, and we've seen cheap owners, i.e. look at the bitch-ass fucking Oakland Athletics, man. The Oakland Athletics owner, man. He ain't doing shit for his team. They always trade fucking good guys because they don't want to pay. You know, I was like, come on. What the fuck is that shit? But I think it should be guaranteed. You know, they're a player. They can always get hurt. And I guess baseball's not as physical. But they can always get fucking hurt. Like, get hit in the hand with a fucking baseball. Get break their hand. Like Mike Trout, he broke his fucking hand because of the vibration of the bat. You know, I think. Or whatever. He broke a bone in his fucking hand. You know, shit like that. You can break your fingers. You can fucking snap a fucking hand. You know what I mean? There's stuff that can affect you, but it's not, of course, it's not like football. But remember, motherfuckers, we signed up to play the NFL. The NFL is dangerous. I'm not saying we shouldn't play. There's risk factors in playing it. You know, saying like playing in a Major League Baseball, there's a risk factor. You might get beamed in the fucking face, or by a pitcher, or a hitter might hit that ball back up the field, back up the middle, hit you in the dome, or you know what I mean. So all that shit can happen. It's dangerous. It sucks when it does. You know what I mean. But we know as when we sign up to play this game, we know this shit can happen to us. You know, but we try to be like, nah, I just hope not. I hope not. You know. But yeah, like Rendon said, you know, get his money. We can just criticize and be boo-hoo about it, be mad about him being on the team and taking all the money and ruining, and you know. But as of right now, he's not playing. So now he's giving people an opportunity to take that spot. I mean, we have Mike Moustakas. The Angels traded for Mike Moustakas when they thought they were going to make the playoffs. But yeah, he plays third base still, right? He's not a first baseman no more. He plays there. So we have Mike Moustakas, but he can be a DH too. So you know what I mean? And whoever else they're putting out there. Like I said, I love the Angels. I'm down with the Angels. Angels are my team. But, you know, and I don't know every guy in the fucking roster. I don't know, like, you know, who played fucking second base for the 1998 Angels. You know what I mean? Like, and even the fucking 2002 team that won the World Series. Bittersweet, you know? Because they beat my fucking Giants, man. I know Giants fan too. I wanted Barry Bonds to win a title. Never won one. It's all good, you know? But that's my thing about sports and contracts and all that too. Get your money. Because the owner don't give it. Like, to me, the owner... Well, like, and I think I talked about this too, about owners being like, oh my God, this owner, you know, took a chance on me. Now we're friends. Of course you guys are friends. But remember, this motherfucker pays you. He's your boss. He's the one who's writing the checks. So, of course, you want to be, you know, it's cool to be cool with your boss. Your boss is cool and genuine. That's the thing. Some of these motherfuckers are not genuine. These motherfuckers do this because it's a money move and, you know, they want you to play good. Come find out how genuine they are once you're not playing that good. Or maybe you have some personal issues or something's going up. Then you'll find out how genuine it is. Or they'll come at you saying, hey, it's not personal, it's just business. You know? So you got to think about that. So back to the whole Anthony Rendon. Is Anthony Rendon the worst contract in AGL's baseball history? I think they did say, you know, come to a conclusion. It kind of is. Because he hasn't played, he hasn't even played a full season. 162 games, he hasn't played it. You know, the other, I think, well, last year he had that fucked up hand or wrist or whatever. You know, so he was in a cast or whatever, he had surgery, whatever the fuck happened. And this year he got bone bruises and shit. If you don't want to play, don't want to play, and I get it. But that's what they say, just retire then. Don't play no more. If you're done and you're over it. But who would? Who would not take that money? Oh, somebody with integrity or something. Nah, get that shit out of here. You're literally going to get paid. You show up to a facility. They cater to you. Make sure you're okay. Give you a massage. Whatever the fuck you need. Trainers. You need help. You know, and you can watch other Major League Baseball. But, you know, supposedly Rendon says he doesn't really watch baseball like that. He doesn't really care like that. So who knows? But you can just chill. Eat as much of a bunch of sunflower seeds. You know, chew on gum. You know, hit the ball around a little bit. So he's trying to say, oh, I'll just retire. Fuck no. I'm going to play till my wheels fall off. But as a person, see, as normal people, not normal people, but when I say normal people, I mean people who don't, never made it to the big leagues, never made it to a professional caliber team, i.e. like NFL or the NHL, MLB, NBA, like major leagues. Like major leagues like that. But if you played XFL, USFL, Arena League, then you understand what I mean too. You know. But to me, when you play, that was a little bit more love for the game, because you want to keep playing and get paid for to play it. You know, and maybe move up because somebody recognizes how good you are, your talents. You know, so yeah, that's why I think about that. That the contracts and all that, they're there. And then even now you look in the NBA, some of these motherfuckers are signing contracts. We talked about this in the last podcast episode about the contract. And they don't want to just do one-year contracts. But going back to it, Rendon is guaranteed money. I think he has 2 more years left because it was a 5-year deal. 2 more years left, and he gets paid $35 million a year. So I get why people are mad. I get why people are upset, because it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. It's not. Unless Rendon comes back next year. and turns on the normal play, becomes MVP, helps get the Angels to the fucking playoffs, then maybe people might come around. But as of right now, it's not worth it. The contract was not great, so I kind of do agree on that. And I really liked, like I said, I liked Rendon. I thought, I was like, okay, it might be a sneaker, you know, like a sneak pickup, because nobody wants him. Never, you know, nobody, not, like, not everybody's offering him, you know, the money he wants, or who knows, maybe people just weren't looking for a third baseman at the time when he became a free agent, you know. So, but only time will tell. But, you know, he's fucking around with the media saying, oh, I'm not here, or I'm on the dead list, I'm not here. Supposedly said that, and then the other one was he said, oh, no habla English, and then got up, put his hoodie on, and left. So, but it gets annoying, and I get it, like, real hardcore fans and people, I get why they're not liking this guy anymore. And they do call him, people do call him, not a bitch, but they call him, you know, sensitive, soft, fragile, you know? But like I said, he kind of got redemption points for me when he slapped that fan for calling him a bitch. You know, hey, more power to you, dog. Just know that, you know, sometimes there's consequences. But there's consequences to the actions. You think he got suspended for 5 days, 5 games and all that. But then he just gets hurt, man. That's the sucky part. And I guess his way, the road to recovery, he doesn't want to take any chances. You know, it's your body, so more power to you. Can't really say, like, I can't be down on, but I will criticize it. And that goes back to the guy too, the Seattle Mariners pitcher, man. The Seattle Mariners are in a I think it was, what the fuck, Wade Kirby or Kirby, his last name was Kirby or some shit, I don't know. A pitcher for the Seattle Mariners September 12th. So it was last week sometime. So like maybe I forget. But I guess he got upset because he felt like he threw enough pitches, that he shouldn't have gone back out there to face more batters. And so he was upset that he was forced to go back out there. And I started laughing. I was like, man. And that's why people say that's kind of like, that's you don't got the dog in you, dog. You know what I mean? But if you know his body, you know if he's tired, he should have told him. And if he did tell the coach, that a manager, hey, I'm tired, I can't do this no more, then that can fall on the coach. I'm not saying the player should rule over the manager or the coach, but sometimes I get it. You know, they're gonna communicate what's wrong, then just not fake an injury, but I'll just tell them, hey, then go out there and just say your arm hurts or you can't do it no more. We'll come again. You know what I mean? There's so much strategy you could have played right there, but that didn't happen. So he did. He ended up saying, oh, I shouldn't have been out there. Kind of soft, like, I want to say a little bitch, but he was kind of upset saying he shouldn't have went back out there. I forget how many pitches he was throwing, and that's just the way I think that's a problem too, in my opinion, about Major League Baseball right now, is the pitchers sometimes they can't go long innings because they've been catered too long. They've been catered to, like, oh, okay. And I get it, some of these fools who are pitching since high school, they used to pitch a lot of innings, they used to play both sides, you know, they used to play, you know, that and hit and do all sorts of different positions, and I get that, but you can't be doing this, man. You should be able to throw at least 100 pitches like all these old timers used to do, like Nolan Ryans and motherfuckers in the 80s and 90s, right? They used to throw like 80 pitches, 100 pitches, I think. I don't know, I could be wrong, I don't got the stats to back me up, but it's just weird seeing these motherfuckers get taken out of the game barely in the fifth inning. At least give a motherfucker 7 innings. That's how it used to be, right? 7 innings in baseball. Like, the pitcher, starting pitcher can last 7 innings. That's great. You got the setup man and then the closer. You know what I mean? Or at least, but then 5 innings, I get it. You got 5, you take them out after the 5th inning. And it's the 6th inning now. So that's when you have your relief pitchers, you know, and then you have your either setup man and closer, depending on how the game's going. So, yeah, this is baseball talk mixed with all sorts of life talk, you know. But, so that's why I think for Anthony Rendon. I just hope, I really like the card of him. I think it was 2020 Stadium Club, Top Stadium Club. The picture of him at the podium with his Angel jersey on and a big Angel flag in the background, I think. I thought that was a cool picture, a cool card. But if it doesn't pan out, it doesn't pan out. And it's just another, and this happens to the Angels, man. They sign these stars, semi-stars. or fools that are like, you know, unlisted stars. If you used to, if you collect baseball cards and you have a Beckett unlisted star, that means there's a player that's good and well known, but is this, he's just under the unlisted star category, you know? And that's what happens, man. But, you know, as you know, September 9th, 12th, I believe my Angels are still are out of contention for the playoffs, I think. They haven't been mathematically eliminated yet, but I think they're out of contention. So sad. Otani's supposed to come back. I thought I saw on the internet, I thought I saw on Twitter that Otani was supposed to come back from his oblique strain. As you know, Otani is not pitching no more for this year because I think supposedly he might need Tommy John or some shit. But he could hit, so I hopefully he comes back, because I want to try to see him at least get the Angels franchise home run record of 47, I think, held by Troy Gloss, I believe. I wanted to try to see him get that. Some people may not want that because he might leave. He might leave in free agency. We'll see. But I think Artie Moreno will pay him the money because he makes so much money. He brings in a whole community. Japanese Americans, Japanese people from Japan will come over here. The media all the time, Japanese media, Japanese sponsors, just because he's on the team. So, Artie Moreno, if you know, and I get it. Some people don't want Otani because they feel like you can't have Otani, Trout, and Rendon. And to me, I'm like, you can, bro. It's just these owners don't like paying, getting taxed. Don't like paying a lot of money for shit. These owners, you know, these are the same rich motherfuckers that will waste money on dumb shit or, like, shit that, you know, will spend money frivolously. But when it comes to their team, oh, yeah, we can't do that. I don't want to pay taxes. Oh, I don't want to pay a luxury tax or go above the this and that. Because there's no salary cap. But I guess there's, like, a tax thing, so they get in trouble or taxed on. But in Major League Baseball, it doesn't need a salary cap either. I get why some people want it. I just think just leave it the way it is. You know, it might get ridiculous though, and that's when I'll be like, damn, I ain't gonna pay these motherfuckers. Start paying these motherfuckers $1 billion almost, you know. Fools are getting $500 million for like 10 years and stuff. So, next thing you know, it'll be $1 billion. And then that's when I kind of get crazy, but we'll see. Again, I'm still an Angels fan. Go Halos, go Angels all day, you know. I'm still a Giants fan. As a Giants fan, San Francisco Giants, man, it's sad to see them. They were in playoff contention, wild card contention. They're the second wild card. And now I don't even know. I haven't checked if they're even, I don't even think they're the third wild card anymore, man. And that sucks. And my Milwaukee Brewers, shout out to the Brew Crew, still in first place in the Central, slowly locking the Central down. They'll be the third seed. And that's the thing I just don't want to see, though. I don't want them to play against my Giants, man. I don't want the Giants and Brewers to go at it until the championship, the National League Championship Series. Then I have to do what I have to do. But, you know, we'll see. But I hope either my Brew Crew will make it. And but that's my take, man. Rendon, shout out to Halos in the infield with that topic. I kind of, you know, put my own little twist on it, which is really not, this is my opinion, I guess. But, you know, what do y'all think out there, man? If you have a player and you're paying him that much and is this not panning out, too many injuries, and then you come to find out that he's slowly, he wants to slowly return because he feels he doesn't want to be hurt or he doesn't have permanent damage from his injuries, man. But it is what it is, man. But again, once you make those big bucks, you are going to be open to criticism. Fuck, there's people who don't even make the big bucks and still get open to criticism. So do your thing. Probably another segment. Yeah, I got to drop another segment, man. I got something else to talk about. So we'll be back with another segment. You know what I mean? But that's the arena of life, baby. We talk about sports, life, all mashed into one. We'll keep talking. I do apologize for falling behind. I never fall behind, you know. But, you know, just doing it. Sometimes I got these things on my head, again, talking about the content. And then next thing, I don't write them down. Or it's just too short. Like, I'll be like, let's talk about this real quick. And then I just lose it. So, you know, but, you know, back on to the recordings. And maybe... I'll start recording more. Also, yeah. So, all right. On to the next one. Hey, what's up, y'all? We are back recording another episode. I mean, not an episode. Another segment to this episode. Look, I know we were talking about Anthony Rendon, Angels baseball. Right now, it is September. I think it's September what? What's the date today, Dan? I think it's September. It's a Sunday. Week 2 of the NFL started. So that's where we're at. I don't know the exact date. Sorry. Damn. What's going on? But I did want to talk about, as you know, week 1 happened in the NFL. It's more sports talk, you know? And, you know, the Jets, the last game of week 1, the New York Jets with the new NFL, with their new quarterback, Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers, for sure, Hall of Famer, and two-time NFL, three-time MVP? Yeah, three-time MVP. As you know, he did not fare well. Busted his Achilles, or basically was injured in the first series of the game. I think the first four plays. For me, as a Green Bay Packer fan, you know I'm down with the Packers. Go Pack, go! But I'm thankful for what Aaron Rodgers did. What he could have done, you know. I think again, it's a mix of what happened to the Packers. A mix of the front office not taking chances on free agents. Are not getting the right free agents, and sometimes drafting poorly, and then a mix on Aaron Rodgers too, being stubborn at times. That's my opinion. I'm down with Aaron Rodgers though, so him I wanted to see him do good with the Jets. As you know, I do like my NFL teams are the Green Bay Packers. Go Pack, go! The Raiders and the Cincinnati Bengals. Those are my two teams I root for no matter what. So, the fact that I wanted the Jets to keep going, it's kind of trips me out because Brett Favre played for the Jets. And, you know, I wanted him to go to the playoffs with the Jets as well, but that didn't happen. It was sad to see that, you know what I mean? But I believe he'll come back. And the fact that he's done interviews already saying that he wants all the doubters, he likes that, it motivates him. We all knew that, even in Green Bay, when they drafted Love, when he drafted literally his replacement, he went off. He went off for MVP that year, and then another MVP back-to-back years. You know, so we know that stuff like that, doubters, haters, motivate him a little bit more. You know, so I respect that. And you know, he wants to prove people wrong. And that's cool. So when he got hurt, you know, of course, some people were glad he's not on the Packers now, you know. But it happens, man. You know, freak injuries like this happen. He is a little older, so of course that's a factor. But, you know, it happens to everybody. Younger guys blow their Achilles, fuck up their ACLs, MCL, all that bullshit, you know what I mean? So that's what happened. But hopefully he does come back with the Jets. Now, I think what the Green Bay Packers are going to get they're not going to get a high draft pick now with that because he didn't play 67% of the snaps. Or some shit like that. So, you know, as a Packer, if you're just not anti-Rodgers, but just don't care, as a Packer, now you're not going to get a high draft. That high draft pick, you needed him to play 67% of total snaps for the team or something like that. Whatever's in the trade clause or whatever, you know. So that did not happen. So that, you know, that can hurt, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, he got his surgery done. He's saying the earliest he'd come back if the Jets make it to the playoffs. You know, but if the Jets make it to the playoffs, and I know they say Zach Wilson ain't the guy, Zach Wilson ain't the one. We'll see, man. You know, over years, you know, like, you know, sometimes that happens. Somebody is thrusted into the limelight. Zach Wilson already had that limelight and he fucked up, so that's why they needed a quarterback. But we'll see. And they kind of adapt to it. You know, they're still going to make mistakes, but their team keeps winning. And we'll see what happens, man, for the Jets. I know a lot of people, I'd want Colin Cowherd, whatever. I don't like that motherfucker, but I get the emails from Fox Sports. And I guess this motherfucker said that I just really don't care for listening to him. Voice is annoying. I don't know. I just don't like listening to him. And even when he was at ESPN, you know, I didn't really care for him. Like, you know, I wasn't, and that's not like I don't like him. It's just like I had no opinion about him. Yeah, like, I don't care. But then when he starts talking, like, you know, every sports person has their takes, you know, like, oh, I don't like the Cowboys, I don't like the Packers, Aaron Rodgers a baby, you know, and they'll stick to those takes. They'll die on the hill with those. So sometimes it's like, man, I don't know, just lame. I don't care for him. And he does what he does. He's good at what he does. When ESPN dropped him and then Fox Sports took him over, it kind of made that whole all-star radio lineup of Dan Patrick, you know. Dan Patrick show either. I don't really care for that show. The Passion Bucket is cool. When people reference that, you know, to me, that cracks me up, the Passion Bucket thing where he was, oh, my Passion Bucket was full or whatever. I guess it's a reference to the show or whatever. But, at the end of the day, I don't really care for Dan Patrick or Dan Ants or all that bullshit either, you know. It's too, like, I don't know, just boring for me. I think I talked about this before in another episode, and I get it, you know. Some people say, oh, you know what, fuck this guy, I ain't gonna listen to his trash. <You know? laughs> But no, man, so that's the way I feel about it, you know. Is that, I don't really like John Kennedy, but he said the Jets season's over. Man, it's week one, man. You know, and I get it because Zach Wilson, he didn't practice. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't taking it with the number ones and all that. But, you know, he was the number one quarterback, what, 2 years ago? Or Last year, they were turning everybody else away before him. So, I think it's possible, you know, that, you know, they might do good. And fuck, imagine if these motherfucking Jets make to the playoffs. I mean, Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back because the timetable's not there. And the Jets win the Super Bowl. He gets the ring anyway. So he'll have two rings. And he didn't do anything with it, right? I mean, technically he didn't. He got hurt. So he didn't. But he's still on the roster. He still deserves a ring, I think. Period. And what he did for the Jets was create hype. More hype than, you know, the Jets is New York, man. So New York, they get all the publicity they want, good or bad. So basically what he did was give them a little bit more publicity, more hype. And at the end of the day, he did give them money because all the people who bought his jerseys and merchandise and keychains and fucking whatever, posters, whatever the hell, that officially licensed merch, not the bootleg shit. But it's all good. I ain't mad at the bootleggers either, man, because I ain't paying. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm not going to pay $350 for an authentic jersey. I can't do that. That's like a car payment. Literally, that's a car payment. So I can't do it, man. I can't. I mean, I get it. If you got money, if you're making like $3,000 every 2 weeks or however you get paid, if you only get paid once a month, you make $5,000 a month or each shit. If you make $3,000 a month, you got to pay your mortgage. You know what I mean? You got to do it. If you have a mortgage, if you know, unless... Whatever, man. I can't see it happen, but a lot of motherfuckers do, and I get it. They save their money for it. That's their big purchase. They eat. They don't go eating out. I don't know, man. There's a lot of things I get. You can budget your money. You can do your thing, but I just can't see myself doing that, man. That's hard. And I love sports, and I love sports cards. So I can't see myself paying so much for a sports card. You know, a hobby box of cards is cool. Like anything under $100. But if you want to get all the high-end shit, you're going to pay more. Some people say when you collect sports cards, totally going off topic now. When you collect sports cards, some people say just stop buying boxes, like hobby boxes and blaster boxes. Maybe buy a pack if you just want to buy a pack just to see what it looks like or to hold them in your hand. Because you can go on YouTube and everybody usually opens all the new products. You know, any new products that come out, they open them, you know. But if you're collecting a certain player or a certain team, so you want all the players from that team, you can buy base cards or common cards. You can find them, man. You can find them somewhere. You know, you can find them somewhere where you can get them for cheap. Go to a local card shop, LCS, they call them. And you can find them like in the dump buckets, the 10-cent buckets, the 25-cent buckets, fuck the dollar bins. The $5 bins with fucking PSA graded 10 cards of people they thought were going to make it but never made it, you know. Yasiel Puig, that motherfucker was in the $5 bin. PSA 9s and shit, you know. But you can find them, man. You can find them. And how I was going to say this is... what was I going to say? You can find them... And you, instead of spending big bucks on the randomness that you don't know what you're going to get in a box, you can just add to your personal collection, your PC, or add to your team collection. Just find guys, like a bunch of autographed cards of fools that may not make it or fools that didn't make it that were on your team. Like if you're a Brewers fan, an Angels fan, a Giants fan, or a punk-ass Dodgers fan, whatever, you know? So you're the fool, you know what I mean? So I get it, but I can't do it, man, those jerseys. But that's what Aaron Rodgers, going back to Aaron Rodgers, did for the Jets. Created money, created hype. So that's what he did. I'm not saying that's going to help him win games. But, and who knows, man. Maybe it's people seeing him injured, they might motivate them to play better. Say, man, I got dudes for this dumb motherfucker, man. Or this old guy showed up. You know, I'm going to, you know. And he literally can't play. Like, his Achilles broke off. Like, Kobe Bryant type shit, you know. So he can't play no more. And he can't play until that shit heals. So it is what it is. So I was kind of saddened for that. I wasn't sad, like, oh, crying. But I was like, man, I felt bad. I was like, man, that sucks, you know? So I really wanted him to silence all the haters, even as a Green Bay Packer fan. So there's some other Packer fans that hated him, that didn't like him, kept calling him a diva and all that bullshit. That shit's annoying. I hate when the people, you're a diva. I mean, I get it. I get why people do that, because of people's behavior. But fuck, shut the fuck up. It sounds like to me, it sounds like a typical, like, how would I get this? Midwesterner or a typical blue-collar guy making fun of somebody, you know? Oh, that's diva stuff. Man, who cares? These motherfuckers are not regular people. They're not a regular job Joe Schmoes, motherfucker. They're getting paid. And there's some are, and that's why some people like them more, like that player more, because they still are regular. But some of these dumb motherfuckers will never act regular again as soon as they get all that money, you know? And if they're super good or star, they're never going to act that way again, you know, because they're a star. They're going to get, they're used to, they're going to be used to this and that, so. But we'll see what happens, you know. As the Jets continue to have success, they'll, you know, they can make it to the playoffs and you go from there, man. You either win or you lose. That's all you can do. But y'all know in the NFL playoffs, it's not a best of three, it's not a best of two. It's lose and go home. So that's only one game. So, and so you gotta see what happens. That's all I say. But anything else, man? I was gonna talk about Shohei Ohtani, how the reports kept, how the first reports surfaced that, oh my God, his locker is completely empty. Only like a couple T-shirts and his All-Star duffel bag from Seattle, and then his water bottle was in the trash. You know what I mean? And then I did retweet. I guess somebody said, "Oh, there's only one team he's going to," and it shows Shohei Ohtani wearing a Lakers hat. You know, that shit cracked me. Yes, I posted that. But I was kind of frightened at first, man. You know, and I think a lot of fans were too, because the Angels didn't want to comment. Like, they had no comment. But I get it. It's something dealing with injury. I guess they didn't want to, you know, hurt anything. But we'll talk about that later in the next segment. Then I'll post this up. Don't worry. I know it's been over a month, all right? I know it's been over 30 days or 31 days, but it's a month. Like, yeah, one podcast a month, all right? So we're going to continue on, and then we'll upload this motherfucker. All right. Hey, what's up? We are back with the last segment of the episode. And like I was saying, I was talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, and, you know, it is September 17th. I didn't know the date in the earlier segment. It's September 17th, so of course, and it's actually 5:30 p.m. right now, or 5:25. So, of course, week two of the NFL already started, and the Jets lost to the Cowboys. I still believe the Jets might be able to make it to the playoffs, and hopefully Aaron Rodgers can come back miraculously, or with that, whatever word that comes. But if it doesn't happen, I think he can come back now, because although he'll be in a year older, I think he'll come back from his injury and maybe be able to play one more year then, you know, or you know. But that's just me thinking bright side, big picture. But who say, like I said, that was the last segment I was talking about. I was going to talk about Shohei Ohtani and how the media said, oh, Shohei Ohtani's locker's empty, completely empty. And the Angels didn't make a comment about it. His water bottle was in the trash. So it was like a double whammy. I was like, man, did he just leave the team? But there was two trains of thought on that. What happened to Shohei Ohtani was, the positive was, hopefully I didn't talk about this in full detail. But the positive was that people believed the positive. I mean, it's not so positive, but people believed he just decided to do the surgery or decided just to rest. Do the surgery, actually. So that's why he called it quits for his remainder of the season, you know. The negative was, of course, he just left the team frustrated and angry. Doesn't want to be a part of the team no more. And then last but not least would be the, what really happened was, I guess, his oblique is acting up again. So they shut him down for the rest of the season, you know. It's kind of sad. Like I said, I still wanted him to win or to hit more than 47 home runs to get the Angel franchise record. But I guess that's not going to happen. And then all the questions are coming up now. Oh, will we see these two in an Angel uniform together ever again? You know, Trout and Ohtani together. And I want to say yes. I think Ohtani will come back. I think it's a challenge to get the Angels a World Series championship with Mike Trout. You know, I think it'll be a challenge for Ohtani. And I get it, though. He's done all the personal accolades. He's won. Did he win the Cy Young Award? I don't think he's won a Cy Young, but he's won MVP. He's won, I think, twice. He's going to win it twice. You know, he's dominated hitting. He's homered. Decent pitching as well. So, like, you know, I guess the personal accolades is trying to get the Cy Young Award to focus on his pitching. And he's been consistent. You know, he was consistent this year with hitting. Sometimes with Ohtani, he would have a good year, then have a bad year. But this time, he consistent with what he's doing. So I just hope he does come back as an Angel. And if he does not come back as an Angel, a Giant is not that bad either. I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, so I still love to. I want to get to see him like I normally see him on, you know, being a local team to me. But if he's a Giant, you know, I can still catch the highlights. Any home run he hits or whatever he does will be on all over Twitter, all over Instagram. So, but it does suck that it's so up in the air. And I think this is why I want to talk. I think the Angels did the right thing. The Angels wanted to go for it. They wanted to go for the playoffs. So instead of being sellers, they were keepers. They were buyers. Look, they got Mike Moustakas, which was a decent pickup because fucking Rendon couldn't play. Can't fucking play. But I get it. Maybe Rendon's just waiting. Maybe Rendon's waiting for all the ungrateful fans to talk all this shit and all that. But I'm going to keep it real, Rendon. If that's your plan, and that's part of your master plan to show everyone, hey, you guys are so disrespectful. It's because I chose my health over playing this game of baseball. We get it. I get that. I get it completely. But the only thing I'll say to that bullshit, would be, shut the fuck up. You're getting paid millions of dollars guaranteed. So regardless, if you fucking leg falls off, you know, you're still going to get paid your millions of dollars to help, you know, take care of your kids, your daughter, whatever kid, how many kids you got, your family and all that. Unless you piss it away, you know, bad investments, I understand that, or drugs, dope, alcohol, I get it. Because say if he hurts his foot, right? Say his foot breaks off or hurts his foot. So then he becomes addicted to painkillers or some shit. Or some, just name some random shit that happens. You know, he becomes addicted to drugs, becomes addicted to alcohol because he's trying to numb the pain. It's hurtful. I get it. It's a whole circle. He pisses all his money away and boom, his daughter hates him. Or, you know, it's like a big what if. So, I mean, but who knows, man. I still believe in Rendon. I still believe he can be a decent player or be the player they wanted him to be. They overpay him to a point, they did, but they wanted a name. The Angels always go for a fucking name all the time in free agency. All the time they try to get a name. Semi-star, unlisted star, you know, somebody that has name recognition. So that's the way I feel about it. They tried with pitching. They got the old Bundy. That didn't really work that great. They got that fucking Taylor, whatever the fuck his name is, from fucking the Dodgers. You see how he worked out. So they try, but sometimes some people would say they need to try more harder in getting starting pitching. But that is what it is. But yeah, so Rendon, you know, hopefully he does come back full. Everyone's healthy. And, you know, and they try to make a stab at it. But So yeah, so the Angels did what I think was right. Like, and I hope I did not talk about it. No, I don't think so. I don't think I talked about this in the other podcast. No. So, but August, they fell apart, man. August was not a good fucking month for them. And that's how it all slipped out of their hands, man. The whole fucking playoffs, the whole wild card. And I think since they lost, I think they lost today as well, they are technically out of playoff contention. So the wheels have fallen off. The Angels, the Anaheim Angels, man. They're done. Playoff-wise. It pissed me off, man, as an Angel fan. I want to see them compete. I want to see them get there. But, you know, it's always either pitching or just not enough hitting. You know, I don't fucking know, man. It sucks, and I get it. Especially people who are not fans of Anthony Rendon. My bad, guys. I get why some people feel like, F that's that guy, man. It's a waste of money. Could have spent that on pitching or whatever. And I understand that. But I still think the Angels did the right thing. They got Moustakas. They got Escobar, too, from the Mets, who's a decent guy. I remember when I think the Brew Crew traded for him, too, back in the day. So he was on the Brewers as well during their playoff push. But I think it was a playoff push, right? Yeah. But, you know, it happens. And I think they did a decent job. The only thing that's kind of weird when they got CJ Cron and the other fucking guy, I'm like, why do you get these guys for? No offense to CJ Cron or anything. You know, he was an Angel, so but that was the only thing that was kind of like up in the air for me. Lucas Giolito wasn't that great, as you can tell. And then, of course, when they DFA'd, I was like, not DFA'd everybody, I waved everybody. You know, like Hunter Renfro and all that. Giolito, they DFA'd, they waved them. And then, of course, most of these guys got picked up. So it is what it is, man. Like, but I'm glad the Angels try to go for it. Some people might have gotten mad. Oh, you should have sold Ohtani. You weren't, but they were right there, man. They were right there. They were in playoff wild card contention, you know. But just let it slip away, man. Especially when they had that series against the Toronto Blue Jays. If they would have won that series, they would have been still in it, I think. But it just hurts, and then it gets deteriorating, and it slowly, you know, falls apart. Like, it slowly goes downhill. And that's it, man. You can't win anymore. You know, and they don't want to, they, not saying they don't want to win, but they just don't win. And it gets frustrating as an Angel fan, man, because you support them, you're rooting for them, you want them to win, you want them to do good. And then, you know, it just goes down the shithole, you know, it goes down the toilet, man. But, you know, I'm glad they did what they did. It sucks what happened to Ohtani, and of course, Mike Trout getting hurt, that breaking that fucking bone in his hand, man. That shit sucked. Now that was horrible. That's what compounded everything, you know. And he tried coming back, and you can tell he was in pain. So, man, just sometimes. And I get it, you know. Angels, especially hardcore Angel fans. Shout out to fucking Halos in the Infield podcast, Halos in the Infield Network. I always bring them up because I get some of the shit, some of the stuff I'm talking about, they've talked about it, so, like, I'm taking their ideas and shit. Nah, I mean, but they're a good podcast. You want fucking real Angel talk, not always the fucking be positive. They give you a real, and they, not them piss me off, but sometimes the way they talk about Ohtani and fucking Trout is like, oh, just get rid of them, you know, we don't want them no more, they're just gonna be selfish. And I'm like, whoa, bro, like, I completely disagree. Of course you don't want them to be selfish. But you need players of that caliber. And I get it. Because if you go back to when the Angels won the World Series. The 2002 Angels. Who beat my fucking Giants, man. Bittersweet. Down for the home team. I was happy for the Angels winning. But I did want the Angels. I wanted my Giants to win. Because I wanted Barry Bonds to get his fucking ring, man. But it didn't fucking happen. Some people say it's the Barry Bonds curse. You know. Because of the... You know, all the bullshit, you know, the whole, it started back in the day, when he was on the Pirates still, and he didn't throw that ball hard enough into the infield, you know? So I'm like, Barry Bonds curse, or some people say, oh, because he was juicing, so he was karma, or whatever, man. But, you know, the Angels did what they did, they came back, miraculous fashion. They won two. But you look, Tim Salmon, Troy Gloss, you know, David Eckstein, you know, fucking Adam Kennedy, you know, Troy Percival, the closer, you know, fucking a fucking young pitcher. Fucking, I forgot his goddamn name. You know what I mean? Like, and then we think we had, what's his name, was on the Angels too. That fucking douchebag, that John Lackey. I call him a douchebag because as soon as he joined the fucking Cubs, he was an asshole. You know, but John Lackey, I think he was a rookie. I think, kind of sure. But, you know, all these, like, honestly, man, like, Benji Molina. Like, when you look at it, Tim Salmon, Garrett Anderson, of course, these fools are like semi-stars. You know, they weren't even unlisted stars. You know, like, locally, they were stars to us. Garrett Anderson is a great player. You know, I think he should have stayed on longer to get his 3,000 hits. But he retired. And I get it, man. But I think Garrett Anderson should have fucking got that. And I know, supposedly, that was the whole issue with Artie Moreno. He didn't want to sign him. And because Artie Moreno was being a bitch or whatever. Re-sign him so he could have got his 3,000 hits, man. But when you look at that, so I get, that's how they won. They didn't have no big superstars, you know? And the reason why they're saying trade Ohtani, trade Trout, because Trout is getting up there in age. Not getting up there, but, and then slowly, like, look, he's injured himself twice already, you know? Sorry for that silence, I was getting some water. So it all adds up, right? And then Ohtani, man, is taking up all the fucking payroll. If he's gonna want that, he's gonna want that big super bucks, you know what I mean? He's gonna take all the payroll up. So that's true too. And that's why, and then Rendon, he's not worth it, man. He's not worth the contract that was given to him as of right now. And those are the risks that you take. I think it's 5 years. I think it's 2 more years left of him next year and then after that. So I get that's why they say that, you know. And to me, I get it's frustration because, yeah, you like seeing Trout hit his home runs, hit his solo shots, you know, do his thing. But, like, sometimes you just want to see the playoffs happen. And Mike Trout, in the playoffs in 2014, did he show up? Man, he had a home run. And I wouldn't say he showed up, but, you know, he at least hit a home run in that series. Even though they got swept by the fucking Royals. So, like, it's a totally mixed bag. But that's Taylor's in the infield, man. They keep it real. They got real talk, you know, which I like too. I don't mind people's different opinions and stuff. Sometimes they get you worked up, sometimes, or sometimes you completely agree, or sometimes they articulate it or say it in a different way that makes you think about it a little bit more. You know what I mean? But I get it, man. Everybody wants the team players and do everything for the team, but sometimes these guys are who they are. They're all stars. They're you know, and. I get it. I guess with Ohtani, sometimes Ohtani would be frustrating, too, because he would, as a pitcher, he would say, oh, I want to throw this day. And they're like, okay, you're the fifth star. You're going to, you know, he was never consistent, I guess. Sometimes he would say, I don't want to throw today. Have Sandoval, you know what I mean? Like he would skip his day, I guess, or I don't know, the manager would hold him back and put another starter in there, you know? And I get it, these pitchers and all that, supposedly it's all about routine and all that. But as the Angels go, they did not make the playoffs, and it's frustrating, Angel fan. But no matter what, man, win or lose, I'm still down with the Angels, man. I don't care if it becomes shitty city. What I mean by that is like there's no hope, there's no playoffs ever. To if it's winning playoff game, doing, you know, it's all good, man. I'm gonna root for a win or lose. You know, win or lose. That's what I meant to say, man. Win or lose. But of course, I wanted to win because, you know, it's a little bit more enjoyable. Of course, when they're losing, the tickets are cheaper, way cheaper. But I already get decent prices for my tickets, but I don't get no, I don't really get the nice, nice seats, so I get it. But we'll see what happens, man. You know, I just got to root for them. Again, like I said, baseball wise, I like the Angels and I like the, the Brewers, and I like the San Francisco Giants. Those are my three teams that I root for personally. And I'm always going to be biased. And if they're in the playoffs, I'm always going to be biased as well, you know? So, that's the way it's gonna go when I I'm trying to parallel park and I'm totally fucking it up. Because like over here, man, like, you know, you gotta jump on a parking space. And I found one, but I'm totally fucking it up because I'm taking too wide of a dip, you know what I mean? So, but that's why it's a little moments of silence. But I made it. Found a parking spot. But now it's the difficulty of trying to straighten it out and get it deeper in there. I know I should pause this, but you're gonna struggle with me, right? You're gonna struggle with me. I'm just trying to get it as close to the curve as possible. I don't know, I just like that. It's kind of like a pet peeve of mine to try to get it into the curve as possible. So you know, but when there's bigger cars, like when I smash against the curve of my tire, then I realize my tire pops. Not pop. Whoo! Made it. Brother. Alright. So that's what I think is going to happen. I think Ohtani will come back. I know it's a big if. And I know some fans don't want it because they're going to hunt in Ohtani. Is this going to be Ohtani, Trout, and Rendon? Half the fucking payroll for the Angels, you know? And then we got these rookies like Logan Ohapi. He came back from his injury. I think he's a good player, a good catcher. And then Zach Neto. He's cool too. And I know we have some pitcher that goes fast. I forgot his fucking name, though. So, I think the Angels will do what they have to do. I hope Ohtani does stay. But if it's all about the money, you know, there's going to be plenty of teams going to pay him more. I.e. the Giants, i.e. the Dodgers, i.e. the Padres. You know, I think they might be able to pay him more. And then, of course, there's always the East Coast teams that might be able to pay him more. But I don't know if he wants to go to the East Coast. So that's the thing. So that's why a lot of people say I think that he'll stay in this vicinity. Either it's going to be goes back to the Angels, the Dodgers, or he goes up north to the Giants. If not, he goes down south to the Padres. Or maybe, if not, he'll go to Vegas if the Oakland moves there eventually. But we will see. I mean, I don't think Oakland's going to pay anyway because the Oakland owner supposedly is an ass and a cheapskate and a piece of trash when it comes to his business practices. When it comes to, you know, funding his team and having a competitor, you know. But what do you expect? If that's the same guy that was friends with Bud Selig and got to own a team because, you know, he knew Bud Selig, that's the way it goes, you know. But as of that, guys, that's it, man. This is done. Green Bay Packers lose to the Falcons. I think it's an unacceptable loss. David Bakhtiari, if he didn't want to play on the turf field because he has a fucked up knee. Look, brother, I get it. Because remember, the last time he played in Detroit with Aaron Rodgers, the Detroit game, when he didn't need to play that game, and he fucked up his knee a little bit, and then he couldn't play in the playoffs. So, and that was in Detroit. I think they have AstroTurf, right? Turf or whatever. So, I get it, man. I respect that's your opinion. You're a fucking pro bowler, man. You're a veteran. You played on turf before. But, I don't know, man. But when it comes to people's health, even to the extreme, I might have my opinion about it and say that's kind of dumb. But I understand that's just how you feel comfortable doing. That's what you're going to feel comfortable doing. So I have no way of judging you. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm not judging you. But I have no way of saying, no, you shouldn't do that. I might judge you a little bit. I might say, hey, this motherfucker kind of weird. Or this motherfucker kind of soft. Or this motherfucker a germaphobe. Or this motherfucker is too sensitive to certain things, you know. But we all have our sensitivities to things, you know. But I guess, I think that's true. I don't know if that's true or not. I just saw somebody tweeted out that thing supposedly David Bakhtiari kind of didn't want to play on the turf or he wanted to sit. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I know the offensive line that the Packers had was like shaky today. So they lose against the Falcons, which they could have won. I know some experts were picking the Falcons to win anyway. But Jordan Love, man, he's cool, does his thing, but I think he needs to show up a little bit more when it comes to, I could be wrong. I know he showed out against the Bears, but that's the Bears, man, you know? Let's see real quick. And then we'll end this episode. Let's go, Packers. 24, Atlanta, 25. So, Jordan Love had 3 TDs. All right, never mind. Jordan Love, do your thing. Do your thing, Jordan Love. 3 TDs a game is I'm happy. I ain't talking shit on you no more. You know, I do believe in them. I mean, the yards, 151 yards, though. 25 attempts, 14 completions. A.J. Dillon had more rushing yards. I don't know what happened to fucking our regular running back. Wicks, Reed, Dobbs, Musgrave, a great fucking, the other guy's fucking hurt again. Oh my God, man. Fucking Christian Watson, man. That motherfucker gets hurt all the time. I mean, I don't know. So it happened, you know, they did among the biggest spots, and Packers lost at Atlanta where a rookie. I mean, they lose. You know, you can't do nothing about it. Part of a good game. At the end of it. Some people say Jordan Love didn't do enough at the end to win the game. So, it is what it is, though, man. But, you know, like I said, I'm a Packer fan. I'm a Raiders fan. Raiders got their ass beat by Buffalo. And you know what? I think, honestly, man, the Raiders coach, Josh McDaniels, is kind of like, I don't know, man. I haven't watched a Raiders game on TV. I just listen to him because I'm usually working. But I don't know. Josh McDaniels seems like a fucking, like, I don't know. It just seems like he don't give a fuck. You know, like, the Raiders, oh, I'm just a coach. I don't know, man. It rubs me the wrong way about him. But, so, it is what it is, man. I mean, you know, the Falcons got it done. They're 2-0. The Green Bay Packers are 1-1. Could have been 2-0. But they didn't get it done. You got to find a way, like, you know. And then also a Bengals fan. And I think the Bengals lost. The Bengals lost again, man. And yeah, they did lose. And they're 0-2. And everybody's going to talk shit. And then, again, we're always going to go back to, oh, why did you pay Joe Burrow that much? Why did you pay him that much? He was hurt in the preseason. You shouldn't pay him. You should have, you could have, you would have. And then if you didn't pay him and he shows out, oh, you better pay this man. You better pay this man. So it's like a double-edged sword, man. You get fucked over if you don't pay him. You get fucked over if you do. So just do whatever the fuck you want. My bad, I'm using my voice. That's why this, and I get it, in sports, you're going to be criticized. Like I said, if you're an owner of a team, if you're the general manager of a team, and your team is not winning, you're going to get criticized hardcore. Even if your team is winning, you're still going to get criticized, but as long as you're winning, because that's all that matters in the fucking competition of sports, who gets the win, not individual accolades. Individual accolades or records is great for the player. And, of course, it's more money for the team because people are going to love that player. They're going to say, oh, yeah, I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, but I don't mind Aaron Rodgers. He's pretty cool. You know, I don't mind a jersey of his to have him. Or, some people who are like that, they will collect the player, not the teams. So the fact that, they're a fan of a team or a player doesn't affect how they go about, it doesn't affect their opinion of, like, oh, what team the person's on, you know what I mean? So that can make money, you know, that's what these individual accolades are, or the player plays good, or is a notable player, there you go. People will be like, oh, you're a notable player, then, hell yeah, I'm gonna root for you, I'm gonna pick you, I'm gonna run with this guy. So that's how that works. You know what I mean? And then how the other thing will go is that you're just going to pay the guy. Pay him. because that guy deserves it. You know, that player showed out. And I get it. You're supposed to pay the player for not what they did in the past. Whoever says that, she needs to shut the fuck up then. How the fuck do you know what they're going to do in the future? Why don't you give them all the money and then they suck? You know? And I get it. And that's more for old people, like older guy. Like the whole Kobe Bryant contract, the last contract they gave him, they shouldn't have gave him that contract. They did it because they wanted to say, you know what? We'll take care of you since you helped take care of us, the franchise. You put the franchise on your back, kind of. You know what I mean? So I get it. It's out of respect and dedication. And like even Aaron Rodgers. Why did Aaron Rodgers get another contract extension from the Packers before he left and all that? That was stupid. You know? But, and then two, it's about control for the team. You know, if they give him a contract and then they can either try to trade him if it doesn't go well or, you know, try to control the, instead of having a person who's on a one-year deal all the time. Like I said, you know how I feel about one-year deals now. I said, if we one-year deals, might as well do them. I get why people hate them, because if they're doing real good that 1 year, the next year they're going to get paid, right? They should get paid. But if they do shitty that 1 year, guess what? They're going to get shitty pay. You know, it's not going to be a lot. It's not going to be that 35, 10. It's going to be, it's not going to be that 20 million. It's going to be more like 8 million. You know what I mean? So that's what happens in football. And in the whole franchise tagging and all that bullshit. So, just got to be out there. And Bengals, I'm glad you paid Joe Burrow. He did show out. I mean, the times he didn't play because he broke his leg, remember? And been to the Super Bowl once. They lost against the Rams. Went to the AFC Championship game. Didn't work out, I think. So he just got to get it done. And they did, and that's who they believe in. Now, if the Bengals keep losing, like I said, you can lose 7 games. That's the most you can lose. I mean, that's cutting it short, depending on what division and how good your conference is, because then you can't even make a wild card. So the most you can lose without starting to panic would be 5 games. Then you go, what, 12 and 5? No, 11? No, yeah, 17 games. You guys play 17 games is 18 weeks. Yeah, so if you lose about 6 games, you go, or 5 games, you go 12 and 5, you know? You can lose maybe 6, then you go 11 and 6, but losing them all at once, that sucks. Losing them back to back to back does hurt. It's frustrating. So, but I still believe it's still early in the season. We'll see how long, we'll see what the Bengals can do, and I get it. You know, Joe Burrow still wasn't, you know, the familiarity, the timing, I think. I don't know. That's what some people say. You look like a guy who didn't play the preseason or anything. So, but going back to superstars, man, you just pay them. Or if not, you want to be that asshole owner, or you want to be that GM that's cautious, conservative, then don't, then see what happens. See what happens when the fan base gets upset at you. But fuck the fan base. Who cares? They're gonna still buy the tickets and root for the team, even if they start losing, right? The people you might lose are all the bandwagon, all the new fans that you might lose because your team's not flashy. Your team doesn't got no flashy guys. Your team ain't winning. So people aren't going to vote for you, and people are not going to be fans for you. No, because I still think some of the bandwagon fans become For Life fans too, you know. But we'll see what happens, man. So, you know, that happened today night, September 9th, 17th. My Packers lost, my Bengals lost, and my Raiders lost this time. Terrible. But it is what it is, man. That's what happens, man. It's crazy out there. Crazy. The Bengals, the Packer game probably was a decent game. I saw some people on Twitter making fun of A.J. Dillon because he couldn't get that 1 yard. They needed to get a first down. Oh, my God. But that's football, baby. That's sports. But like I said, going back to Joe Burrow, they paid him. I'm glad they paid him. And then it's like, oh, man, you paid him. Now what? It's not like that, too. Just because someone gets their full money paid doesn't mean they stop being intense. Sometimes I get why some people think that, but sometimes it's just other things. You know what I mean? Like, as you get older, you get older, you know? Or you get wiser to things or stuff like that. But I get it. As soon as that fool gets the big paycheck, he starts not to be as good because he doesn't need to worry about getting that money anymore. And that's why you can never compare a regular job to a career job or an athletic job or performance job like that. Because remember, motherfuckers, if you start being bad consecutively, guess what? Your work might let you go. You know what I mean? Unless you're union protected or some shit, your work might say, hey, your review will come in saying you're not doing so good or something happened. And if it's performance-based jobs too, then you're gone. So, but it is what it is. As always, thank you for exploring the arena we call life. Your homie Arena Vincent, Vincent 365 Production. Hello. You know what to do. Give it a like, give it a share. Check out the podcast. Check out my YouTube channel. It is Arena Vincent on YouTube. All one word, all capital letters. Arena Vincent on YouTube. Check me out there. And then for podcast, rate and review this podcast, man. Share it. Tell your friends about it. Tell your family about it. But if you really want to help out too, I guess they say rate and review the podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. So if you're on Spotify, you're on Anchor, fucking Spotify, Anchor, whatever. Anywhere you listen to this, man, please rate and review the podcast. Thank you very much. But that's it, man. It's done. September's podcast is coming up, guys. Told you. A little late, but it's better late than never, right? All right, then, guys. Again, thank you for exploring the arena we call life. Your homie, Arena Vincent. Vincent 365 Production. Novello. Peace.